KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Of course, a daily connecting in our community, whether that's citywide, countywide, statewide, and today countrywide. Many of you are very aware of the tragedy that happened in the Baltimore area early this morning. If not, we're about to bring you up to speed. Joining us from the Baltimore area in a suburb, Cockeysville, Pastor Jason Meyerson of Calvary Morning Light. It's calvarymorninglight.org for those interested in checking that out. But Jason, thank you so much for taking the time to update us on kind of the pulse of what's happening in the Baltimore area.
Sure, happy to. Thanks for having me.
Well, as I woke up early, you know, one of the first things I do is flip on the news, and I actually saw this tragic video, and I know there's going to be so much more to find out, you know, just to watch, for those who aren't aware, a freighter ship ran into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I think in the area, maybe they just call it the Key Bridge, and the video show, I mean, the bridge just comes down like a bridge made out of toothpicks, you know, with a huge freighter like that, it's understandable. What do you know thus far?
Well, I think, like you're saying, people are able to see the stories at 1:30 in the morning, and it's a lot of conjecture, right? You hope they do a thorough investigation, and then the truth really does come out to what happens. But currently, they seem to be saying that some sort of problem with the ships, the power went out, lost the ability to steer, I guess. It went off, went on, and then that's what they're claiming. When you come into the port of Baltimore, ships aren't allowed to just sail in or however that works. They have pilots that work for the city or the state, that's their job, is they are the ones that pilot these ships in. So no one is allowed to just ride in here with something like that that doesn't know what they're doing. So it sounds like it was something, you know, just totally out of control, and just a horrible tragedy as a result. And that bridge has been part of, like, the Baltimore skyline as long as I can remember. I've been on it, under it, over it, you know, just over throughout my life, and to so many people, it's just, but imagine for you, whatever town, you know, for Albuquerque, I'm sure there's some iconic skyline type places that just disappeared one day. I mean, it's pretty unnerving for people to see something like that.
Yeah, well, and I did see on an early story this morning, yeah, the bridge was built in 1977. And some of the immediate thoughts I think all of us have with a bridge like that, and being unfamiliar with the Baltimore area, I did see, I believe it's an extension of I-95. It's 695. So it's an interstate that is part of the commute in Baltimore.
Right. So our Baltimore Beltway is basically a circle. So that's 695. This is very southeast. So connecting people coming from the east side and the south. I think I read today over 30,000 cars a day normally travel this bridge. So it happening 1:30 in the evening, you know, or in the early morning, I mean, you think not a lot of traffic, but also they're saying a Mayday call went out in time to stop, that the people that worked the bridge, I guess, were able to stop some cars, which to me is just the grace of God and a miracle in itself. And probably the news won't say it this way, but praise the Lord that this little piece of information came out so that it was less tragic than it could have been. I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, you know, part of what I did see, there was a construction crew on the bridge overnight eight people. Last I saw, they had recovered two of them, and there were trucks and a car or two or more on the bridge, and sonar had located vehicles underwater. So clearly there's tragedy that has occurred, and it goes without saying that our listeners, God willing, will be spending time praying for those families who've lost, for recovery efforts, for the first responders. I just have to imagine that as close as you are, and it looks like you're, what, about 20 or 30 miles from the bridge?
Yeah, it wouldn't take us long to be on it to be over there.
But that you know, it's one of those things that everyone's probably going to know someone that knows someone that was impacted. How can the KLYT listener be praying for your community?
Man, definitely, certainly the loss of life and just the way that I think you look into the future and you say, what happens when some part of the infrastructure of your area is gone, and how will people, you know, commute? What's it going to be like for, we're a port city, so the cargo ships that come in and out of Baltimore, I mean, that's not going to happen for a while. Cruise ships, I mean, that's more of a secondary probably thing, but it's going to be very disruptive. And it's already, in Baltimore, it's a tough city. There's just a lot. There's a lot of trouble to begin with. So throwing one more thing on is hard. I think the main thing when you look at a tragedy like this, you think about the scriptures and what the Lord would say. And if you don't mind, it's Luke 13 is what comes to mind. It says, if you remember the story, they were present at the season, some who told him about the Galileans who blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Remember this, and Jesus, he answers and he says, do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. He gives another example, and this is one I was thinking of, the 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them. Just imagine, they all know this story of a tower that falls and crushes 18 people. It says, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. I think the point, you know, to me about this is to say, I hope that the Lord uses this to convict people of sin, to draw them, to have them turn to him about these things. When everyone questions, why are these things happening? What are we supposed to do? And what does this really mean? One of the things the Lord would say to us, man, is we have no promise for tomorrow. And life is short, and man, just overnight you wake up and people are dead, a bridge is gone. Could have been you, could have been me. And are people ready for that? And that's this call of repentance, man, to turn to the Lord and trust him for your salvation. That's really the main thing that I would pray, man, that it just would lead to a revival in the city and people who of faith to turn up and to look for chances to love and serve in Jesus' name. But for unbelievers, that they would, this would affect their hearts in a way where they would get saved. And so that would be the main thing I think we could pray for. And obviously, you know, the comfort for the people in loss and things like that as well.
Yeah, and I appreciate you sharing that scripture with us. And even for our community, I mean, you know, everywhere the good news is told, we know that there's people who put off a decision for Christ, who,
right.
You know, they don't realize that, you know, as the scripture tells us, at any moment our soul could be demanded of us. And if you've heard the good news, you're responsible for that, what you do with that information. And our prayer, not only praying for the families of those who've lost, for those that are injured and need to recover, for wisdom, for the not only the first responders, but the those that give medical attention to those who've suffered through this accident. And Pastor Jason Meyerson of Calvary Morning Light, we appreciate so much what you're doing to share the truth of Jesus Christ in the Baltimore area at Cockeysville there, pretty much a little north of where the accident occurred.
Yeah, we're basically north of Baltimore. This all happened kind of on the southeast side. But, yeah, we're right off of that main 695, this beltway. So it's some part that, you know, everyone, like you said, feels connected to and close to, and probably will end up knowing someone in relation in some way.
Yeah. Well, again, we appreciate your time and what you're doing there for the kingdom. Pray that possibly families that are impacted by this contact your ministry, that God gives you the wisdom of how to share the grace and love of Jesus with them.
Amen. If there's any way we can be of help, yes, please let me know. And I appreciate you reaching out to us.
All right. Thanks so much.